This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's a morning in court for Luigi Mangione, accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO. Hearings this morning on related Pennsylvania criminal charges and efforts to extradite him to New York, where the CEO was shot dead. A source says he is expected to waive extradition to New York from Pennsylvania, where he was arrested. Less than a week to go now until Christmas, and workers at some Amazon facilities are on strike.
The International Brotherhood of Teamsters says workers at seven Amazon facilities are beginning a strike this morning in an effort to pressure the company for a labor agreement. The Teamsters say Amazon has ignored a December 15th deadline the union set for contract negotiations. Amazon says it doesn't expect the strike to impact its operations. The union says the strikes are taking place at one Amazon warehouse in San Francisco and six delivery stations in Southern California, New York City, Atlanta, and Skokie, Illinois. I'm Donna Water.
President-elect Trump slamming that plan to prevent a Christmastime government shutdown, and that's got lawmakers scrambling. The AP's Ben Thomas.
President-elect Trump has delivered a likely death blow to bipartisan congressional budget negotiations. House and Senate leaders struck a deal that would have kept the government funded into March and avoided a shutdown set to begin Friday. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says it would also
provide disaster assistance to everyday Americans whose lives have been upended.
But Trump rejected the measure as full of giveaways to Democrats, and Elon Musk had whipped up outrage on social media, writing "Kill the Bill" on X and threatening primary challenges against anyone who voted for it. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This morning, Russian President Putin is boasting that his military operation in Ukraine has strengthened Russia. His annual news conference. This is AP News. Looks like the murder hornet's gone from the U.S.
The world's largest hornet has been declared eradicated in the U.S. The invasive northern giant hornet is also known as the murder hornet for its dangerous sting and its ability to slaughter a honeybee hive in a matter of hours. Washington State and the U.S. Departments of Agriculture made the announcement 5 years after the hornet was first spotted near the Canadian border. Officials say there have been no new detections of the hornet in Washington state since 2021 and called that a major success. Experts have said the hornet is also considered eradicated in Canada. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The oldest known stone tablet inscribed with the Ten Commandments has sold for more than $5 million at auction. It dates from 300 to 800 A.D. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.